Victorian hospital waiting lists blow out. That's a statement you could probably apply every single year because this seems to be an entrenched and ongoing problem. But the figures are confronting. And what has this to do with the new funding agreement that's just been struck between the federal government and the states, and now the state government and the health care providers and our major hospital networks? Jenny Markakis is the Victorian Health Minister. Your funding deal with the hospital networks allows them to reduce their surgery hours, therefore allowing them to blow out their waiting lists. I just wondered this morning, why would a health minister allow that?
Well, Virginia, firstly, we have, in fact, put in record funding in this year's state budget. We've put in record funding to our hospitals every year that we've been in government, and we are giving our hospitals more funding than ever before.
I'm going to jump in there, Minister, because I know you're going to say that, and we'll get to that. But I want to get an answer to that question.
Everyone understands that there's been absolutely no funding cuts. From our government whatsoever.
As I say, your deal with the networks allows them to reduce their surgery hours, which therefore blows out the waiting list. I'm just wondering why a health minister still would oversee and allow that.
So firstly, Virginia, there are two things that we are experiencing this year. Firstly, we've had the worst ever flu season on record, and you'd expect that hospitals would prioritise emergency department patients over elective surgery and other types of health treatment. Secondly, we've had our hospitals and our health system have had to absorb $305 million in retrospective funding cuts from the federal government. So they are the two things that are impacting on our health services this year. The numbers that you cited are not actual waiting lists. They are projections and targets and comparisons of last year's targets to this, to the next year's end of financial year targets and targets that may not have actually been achieved. So I think the most meaningful measure is how long you're waiting for your surgery, not how long the queue is. And people are, in fact, getting their elective surgery more quickly than ever before.
So you
brought down the median time to 26
Minister,
days.
Let's get to all this in order, but I do need an answer to that first question, so I'll make a third attempt. Why was that acceptable to you?
Well,
The surgery hours by the health networks be reduced.
Well, I am striving, and our government is striving, to give Victorian patients the best access to health treatment more quickly than ever before. And in fact, the median average time has come down to 26 days for elective surgery in Victoria. We're way better than New South Wales and other comparable states. We're actually have improved this from 42 days, which was how the numbers blew out under the previous coalition government. So we are experiencing, however, two big pressures this year, and that's what's changed.
So you're blaming the flu season for this?
Virginia, we've had 66,000 confirmed flu cases. Our hospital emergency departments have been overrun with flu and respiratory cases this year. It's been the worst season ever on record. So that does put pressure on our hospitals. I've been talking about this for months. This is why I announced just a few weeks ago $200 million of new funding, additional funding for the flu season to top up funding to our hospitals to respond to that, because they've had to bring forward spending to deal with the flu season.
Well, that's not what
emergency departments.
Minister, and I apologise for jumping in, but Minister, that's not what administrators are telling me. This is what one of the most senior hospital administrators in this state described it to me this morning, and this is how he cuts up and explains to you, the listener this morning, that apparent increase in funding. A procedure that cost $100 last year, your government minister is now going to give these hospital networks, say, for example, $102 to do that same procedure next year. So, yes, more money. But next year, that procedure is going to cost the hospital $104. So they're already $2 out. So you're giving them actually less money to do the same stuff.
Well, we're doing a number of things. Firstly, we are providing.
Is that true or not true?
Virginia, look, I can't comment on a hypothetical around an activity.
It's not hypothetical for them. Well, that's how they're cutting it up.
The point is this, that hospitals are getting more funding. Every single hospital in Victoria is getting more funding this year than they did last year.
Every yes, but their costs have gone up, and we all know why.
And we are providing, and we've increased staffing levels. We're providing nurse, improved nurse patient ratios, so patients get more attention from staff. We're supporting our hospitals to deal with an unprecedented flu season that has had an impact on our hospitals. I have been talking about this for months now because more patients are going to emergency departments. You'd expect emergency department patients to get prioritised over elective surgery. Regardless of that, however, the median time has actually come down. We've got the best one on record. So you've got to look at what meaningful measure is. It's how long you're waiting for your surgery, and people are getting their elective surgery more quickly than ever before. We have got a growing population in Victoria. We've got a rise of chronic disease. We've got an ageing population. This is why we've been trying to get a better funding agreement with Canberra as well, and it's joint funding from the state and federal government. Mm-hmm. And we've been shortchanged there. We haven't been happy with what's been on offer. We've actually had a retrospective funding cut. So funding that right. was actually given to our hospitals, $305 million, Virginia, has been
Minister, look, I hear you, and I think...
And
Minister, I'm giving you a very fair run this morning with getting your point of view out, but I'm not actually getting any direct answers to some pretty pointy questions. And I'm perfectly happy for you to run the line and to explain to Victorians what you say you're doing and why you believe you're doing okay. But you're going to have to answer those questions. And I think the important one is this, that an acknowledgement this morning that health costs are rising so much that when you give these hospital networks a certain amount of money for a procedure based on the department's estimation of what health inflation is going to be, and when the costs actually end up being more, they haven't ended up with more money. I mean, that's true, isn't it?
Well, Virginia, we are having a very close look at hospital costs. We know that we can do things more efficiently. We've got every
So is that an acknowledgement of what I'm saying there? Is that your way of acknowledging this?
It's an acknowledgement that we believe that we can achieve greater efficiencies across our hospital system. We are looking to make some reforms to achieve greater efficiencies, to put the gains of those efficiencies back into the hospital system. But the point is this, that we have experienced two fundamental changes this year. One is an unprecedented flu season that has impacted on our emergency departments. I absolutely concede that that is an important point that, you know, cannot be ignored.
Okay. Well, let me
flu cases this
we've heard that point, Minister, you made that point before, so let's not go over old ground. But the real hidden tragedy here, surely, is that the outpatient consultation wait list is still incredibly long, and we're not even getting to that this morning. I mean, here's what another long-time former hospital administrator told me this morning. This is a conversation I had this morning with, again, a separate person, another senior leader in their field who was a hospital administrator of one of our biggest healthcare networks, that, for example, and he knows of this case, this is a specific case, a four-year-old who needed his tonsils out, 2 years on the wait list for a consultation, then a wait to be triaged, and then a one-year wait on the surgical waiting list. 3 years for a four-year-old to get tonsils out because of the consultation wait list is so long. When is your government going to deal with that?
Well, we're seeking to address all of these pressures. This is why we're giving our hospitals more funding, whether it's the specialist outpatient clinics or whether it's elective surgery or emergency department presentations. You know, we are putting more funding into the system. We have had to absorb retrospective funding cuts from Canberra, but as a government, we have put in record funding to give patients world-class care. I want to continue to strive to improve the system further. I want to make sure that patients are getting access to the treatment that they need more quickly and in their local communities. And that's what we've striven to do by putting in record funding every single budget that we've been in office.
Yes, we've heard that from you repeatedly this morning.